Margaret, whenever you're ready. So this is our microphone.
Okay.
So Margaret, I think we're ready whenever you are.
Do you have the agenda?
Thank you.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hello, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. How's your shoulder, Rose? Is it?
It's getting there. It's still.
Yeah.
It's a slow process.
Oh, I bet.
But it's getting there.
Good.
All right. Yeah. So.
You look like a duck. You look like a duck.
A duck.
Okay, Margaret, I think you have to unmute yourself.
Tom says, see you but no mic, hear you. So, Tom, can you hear us now? Are you still okay?
Is the red light on the mic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he might not have a mic.
He wouldn't need a mic if he's listening on his laptop.
So can y'all hear us? Margaret, can you hear us?
No? All right, let's try. I'll take that out for a minute.
Rose, it does say you are muted.
Oh. Okay, now you're muted.
Right, because I was getting feedback. Margaret, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you guys. Can you hear?
Yes.
So, Chris, are you muted?
I am not.
Okay. All right. So, we're not going to use this.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be working. So, I think we're ready.
See you.
In this format. But it's good to have everybody here this evening and somewhere or another. And I can't see that half of the room, but I know you're there. Okay. All right. So we are going to go ahead and review the agenda for this evening. Can everybody online access their agenda and their board packet?
Okay. Tom says he can hear us.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Tom says he can hear us, but he can't talk. comes up.
Does his microphone on his computer needs to be set to unmute? Probably.
All right, I will see if I can unmute him. Yeah, it won't let me unmute him. I can't. Yeah, he'll have to unmute himself. Tom, the control is on the top toolbar. And there's a little microphone. And if you click on it, it should unmute you.
Jim said in chat that audio is on and off for him.
Okay. All right, with that, we're going to go ahead and look over the agenda. Do we have any additions or things that need to be taken off of the agenda for this evening, board members? Ask somebody who can move to approve the agenda as it is. Okay, Donna has made the motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Can they hear me?
That's Heather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. We have a motion to accept the agenda and approve. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think Tom is the only one we can't hear him. So we're going to approve the agenda tonight. I see Roscoe there. Is, I guess, do we have any other person there who would like to make any remarks this evening? Or?
Nope. Roscoe's our only guest tonight.
Roscoe, do you want to say anything?
I'm just glad to be here. Glad to see it. Been looking forward to it. Getting back to normal, you know.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to pitch you on speakerphone on my phone so that you can hear it.
Oh, here's Tom.
Tom, oh, there's Tom.
So, Tom's on the speakerphone.
Great.
I can see all y'all, though.
We don't have any guest remarks this evening?
No.
Okay. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes that were just sent out today, I believe. Right, Rose? There were some changes to those minutes?
Yesterday, we had a couple of corrections.
Okay, yesterday. Would anybody
like to make a motion?
Okay, so
we've approved
the disbursement in February. Now we'll move on to the director's report. And Russ, would you like to go ahead and give that?
Okay.
I will try to be brief and not repeat everything I told you in the written version. But our big focus for the next couple of weeks is going to be trying to get ready for reopening. We will, next Friday, the 26th of March, we'll have the last group of staff members who will receive their second vaccines. And so 2 weeks after that is when all of the staff will be fully vaccinated. So our target date for reopening is April the 19th. We obviously will continue to watch the number of cases in the county and the positivity rate to make sure that those are going in the right direction. But so with that in mind, we're starting to talk about programming. Everybody's getting their physical facilities cleaned up and ready to receive patrons. We'll be meeting next week to talk through our limits for the number of people who can be in the library at one time, our cleaning process to clean between groups of appointments. So we're, I think, in good shape. I hope that everything continues to be positive so we'll be able to reopen on the 19th. Patrons are calling to ask, and so what we're saying to people is we hope the middle of April, but it's not firm until we see how things are in the county. The other thing I just wanted to mention is I did ban permanently one Marion patron after three threats that she made of extreme violence against individuals, and I consulted with the Marion Police Department, and that was their recommendation as well. So I sent her a letter. She has called in a few times, but she's now been told that we were unable to provide her with service and that a letter had been sent to her. The other big focus for us coming up in April is Citizen Science Month. And so all of the branches will be doing activities for Citizen Science Month. We'll also be using our social media to promote different aspects of citizen science, explaining what it is, highlighting projects that anyone can participate in, highlighting careers in the sciences, and providing people just generally with information. We'll also highlight books in our collection that are related to citizen science. So hopefully people will take advantage of those resources as well. Our other programming focus is getting ready for summer reading. At this point, given the limits on the size of activities, we're still planning for something that will be like no larger than 25 people outside. So we'll do outside story times for up to 25 people, but we will probably not be able to do those really large events unless things change in the state of Virginia and the governor allows us to have larger events. So all of the different branches are planning actively their themes for the weeks of summer reading, but I don't know that we'll be able to do those big events that we've done in the past years. The other thing to highlight is the News Bank collection of newspapers that is live on the website now. So through that link on our website, all of our patrons have access to more than 12,000 publications. They're able to email those to themselves or to anybody. They can download them. There's also a text-to-speech button in each article, so people who have vision impairments can just click on, you know, that button and have the article read to them. And so it includes lots of local papers, including all of our local papers. So the Smith County News and Messenger, the Bristol Herald Courier, the Roanoke Times, Lakeville Enterprise. So I think that'll be a terrific asset.
I could use that in my classroom.
Yeah.
You know,
from the library.
Because
website.
We can't be passing, you know, things around, so that will be great.
Yeah, so that's live and up on the website.
Good.
So we have a 1-year subscription, and we'll see how popular it is with our patrons, whether we renew it next year or not. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking to see if our patrons are enjoying that. In terms of, staff, we have very good news. Sheila Blevins Johnson will be joining us on Monday as our senior accountant. And we are so delighted to be rebuilding our finance department since we've had zero staff there for several months. And Helen has been our staff in that area. So we're delighted to be having Sheila join us on Monday. The sad news is yesterday I received a resignation from Amber Combs, who is one of our permanent employees, full-time employees, who has been hired away to be near her fiance down in North Carolina. So we will be losing her at the end of this month. March 31st will be her last day. So we'll go ahead and start getting ready, getting a position description ready to advertise that vacancy. The other person that we had thought about hiring and that you all had discussed in our, one of our personnel meetings, declined our offer. She had a higher paying offer, and so we ended up only hiring Sheila at this time. The younger person that we thought would be a great kind of future growth opportunity had a better paying offer, and at the end she decided to take that. In terms of finances, all of our budget requests have been submitted. I met with Sean and Lisa from the county administration last week on Thursday and walked through our budget proposal with them. We've submitted to all of the towns. I checked in with the town of Marion this week. They had no questions. They felt like they had everything they needed and look forward to moving it to the town council at their next meeting. So I think we're in good shape moving towards the budget. Our elevator repair has been approved by the county board, so thank you, Mr. Call. Their county staff is working now to put together a request for proposals, and I checked in with them today and they're still working on that. We also received two unanticipated gifts in February. The family of Thomas Cox, whose family I think was the owner of the Cluster Spring Farm, donated $1,500 to be used for our collection and programming. And then a family that wants to be anonymous donated $500 for the Marion Children's Program. So that's all welcome news. In terms of a couple of administrative notices, I will be out the April 5th and 6th for my next shoulder checkup. Tracy and Helen will be in charge again. We have started moving to a two-week delivery, two times a week for deliveries between the branches. So starting on Monday of next week, we'll be able to move materials between the branches a little faster than we have in the past. And I think that will make patrons very happy. When they're waiting for something, they'll get it a little faster. Our last bit is we're going to close the Marion branch on March 24th to do that cleaning that I talked about in preparation for reopening. So we'll just be closed that one day, and we won't take appointments, so patrons, you know, won't particularly notice it. We just won't take appointments for that day. All right. So that's all I wanted to share with you all tonight. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer questions. Well, I will let. So
I had my second one last Tuesday, so I have 5 more days as I'm counting down on the calendar. I had no bad reaction. I had a really bad headache, but the next day, but I don't think it was related to the vaccine. I did have the hives. I know some people got hives. I did have hives all over my arm where I had an allergic reaction. I had like a low grade fever the next day, but I didn't have any of the other side effects. So I felt pretty good about it.
We did great with ours.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have any reaction, but either one of them.
Wow.
That's great.
I had a really sore arm that felt like a punching bag.
Yeah.
And then, like, Monday night, it's like I just got really, really tired and I slept. Mm-hmm. So But other than, like, some people vomited, some people did this, I didn't have that either. So
good.
I was happy about
it. Oh, yeah. The sore arm.
Yeah, I was like, take the sore arm any
That's exactly
day.
Right, yeah.
I got arthritis anyway. I wouldn't know the difference anyway.
My dog kept jumping on it, and I was like, dude.
Well, it's nice to be headed back to some normalcy, I think. And
right.
Now, that's all for my report. I do have one kind of new item of business for everybody.
Okay.
But there's old business before new business. I don't know if there's any old business that anyone needs to discuss.
Okay. We'll do that sample report before we
Right.
Of course, this evening we're designated this is Salt Bowl's evening, and it's good to see everybody there. And I think we had talked about how it would be nice for everybody to be able to go to the library at some point, kind of see how things are going. I don't know how many board members maybe have not been to the Salt Bowl Ranch. Is there anybody who has not been to the Salt Bowl yet? But at any rate, that would be really nice for everybody to make an effort to go and visit Chris and Kendra, right, over there and follow and see how things are going sometime. I know that you guys have this dynamic during this war, and it is just infectious. Your community is so, they're so supportive of everything going on at the library, and I know that, you know, that's taken a lot of work to
provide a meal at least once a year for the board members to sort of welcome them to Salt Bowl community. Of course, you know, it's a hard way this night. We do have some new local restaurants opening up, so we're excited to give them some of our business. So we try to support them because they are amazing at supporting us. And if you notice on the COVID care bags they did, the Salt Bowl community really stepped up. They did an amazing job of providing things for the COVID care bags. And like you said, they support everything we do. They're amazing. I could not be more blessed in the people that I work with. We are just moving along. We are keeping up with curb service, which I do have to tell people I've never worked so hard in the 10 years I've been here. Curb service is exhausting. It's physically exhausting. It's emotionally. 99% of my patrons do not pick their own stuff. They say, you know what I like, pick something for me, and that takes time, especially when they've already read it and you have to check each and everything. So we are working really hard. We're excited about reopening. We're excited about seeing people again. We're moving forward with projects and programs that we can do safely. Citizen Science Month, we're very excited about that. We have a multi-pronged plan for Citizen Science Month. We're going to be doing our factory care to go kits for people that still don't feel comfortable coming. We're actually working with the Chamber of Commerce and the Lifestyle Wellness Center in Salt Bowl for a trash pickup on the 24th, which is 2 days after Earth Day. We are offering, I am not a driver, and so what we're going to be doing is for adults that sign up to pick up trash for our trash pickup, we are letting them register their children for a special citizen science event that day. We're going to do two different times for two different age groups. We are going to have scavenger hunt. We're going to do that in our outdoor classroom, which is over at our playground. We're going to do some very, very important lessons about, and we actually are going to have them pick up some litter too there. It's going to be very safe, but hopefully we'll get enough people that are like, dude, I'll pick up trash. Take my kid for an hour and a half, I will pick up trash. So I'm excited because I'm just seeing the kids. So I feel like we're going to get some, and it is open for the entire county. From what I understand, there are trash pickups that are going to be going on in all of the camp, on all of the communities on that day. Blue Ridge Discovery Center is working on the road there. 107 is awful, so they're working with the Chilhowee area to do that. So they're trying to do it countywide, and we wanted to participate and help them. And dealing with the kids is my strong suit, so that's where I'm going to be filling in. We're doing a lot of other things with Citizen Science. I'm really excited. We're working with Virginia Master Naturalist. I love these people, and I jokingly call them cult because they have tried to recruit me for the last couple of years. This year, I finally did break down and say, okay, I'm going to join them. And so I'm actually currently in the classes for the Virginia Master Naturalist program. So they have all been wonderful to say, yes, we'll help you. And so I've even gotten some people who are willing to help me on the 24th with that day. Just a lot of things. Our biggest concern in the library, everybody knows, is space. But we do not have space. We can't do programs. We have to shuffle everything around. As we get closed, I've jokingly said, if the space doesn't move, and it's flat, and it's a block right now. And so we're in the process of trying to clean that up and get a little prepared to reopen, because right now it is not ready for people to come in. So we're working with some challenges for how to continue to be doing things like curb service and crafting around the go kids while also being open, because that's a new challenge. We've not had to do that before. We've done water, we've done the other. So we're trying to work through the logistics of that, but I have faith that we will. But everything is going really, really well. We're excited. Lots of good changes this year. I miss Hayden that she left, but Peter has been an amazing addition. She fits in so well. She totally gets my sense of humor, which should definitely be a requirement. So she's been great to work with. It's been a good experience, and things are going really well. So, but if anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to talk to you here or otherwise.
I think the question I have, and it's a question we've had for years, and you addressed a little bit of it, is what do we do for that space itself? And I mean, I know there aren't that many options, and we just, that would be one thing. We have 5 and 10 year plans, and that would be one thing I would really love to see addressed and put in the forefront, because there is a space issue, there has been for years, and we need to figure out what that.
And our building has some serious problems. It's at the bottom of a hill that gets every bit of water. We run a dehumidifier, we empty it, I think it holds 5 gallons of water, and we empty it like every day. So we're pulling a lot of water out of it, and when you're dealing with materials like books and electronics, you know, that's an issue. So the building is an old building, it has a lot of issues. The town has been great to respond to those today. They helped me with air filters because we needed some new air filters. So they've been really good, but there's a limit to how much it will stretch. But the biggest limitation is in programming, because people miss the library of being able to provide services so they can still get their books and their movies. But the programming, people have missed the programming, people miss summer reading, they miss story time. We hear it other places where they want to see us. And programming is the one thing, we just don't have much space. We had a back library year before last, we had 37 people in that library on Thursday night. It was standing room only, and so I'm always in a state of, oh crap, what am I going to do if nobody shows up, versus, oh crap, what am I going to do if people show up? because it's rarely just the right enough people, and so we're struggling with that. So it's finding a place for programming that's in our facility. It's definitely something that I would like to see us move forward.
Yeah, I agree. We need to sit down and really figure out how to address this need.
Right over there, Libby.
Heather just pointed to the space right behind me, which used to be it was a pharmacy, and it is now being used as our town shop, and it is larger than our current facility. It was also renovated a couple of years ago for another business to move in, and this is neither here nor there, but it has a drive-through window, which I just desperately want for my library. I just think that would be the coolest ever for people in the winter and it's raining right today, just pull right up to the drive-through window. So we would love to have that. It's a much better facility than what we currently are in.
Does the town own that?
The town owns it.
And there had been a push, like right after I got here, people trying to push the library to that building. And the mayor did call me and say, that's not going to happen. So his view was the town needs the revenue from that building. And so I don't know if that's accurate or not accurate, but he did, when we did our meet you call over
right,
the phone,
right.
And he said, I just need you to understand you can't have that building.
Okay.
So y'all know better than I what it would take to.
I think it could be looked into. I mean.
The reasoning that was given wasn't.
Well, I mean, it's perfect.
The same reasoning I was given.
It's perfect.
So.
I mean, it has the counter. Is all that stuff still? I wonder what's in there.
Sure. They've moved some of the stuff out since they're using it for the town shop.
Right.
But it's, when it was a gym, I would sit in there and work out and had no more plans.
Well, I mean.
Are you actually working in there?
Do what?
Are you actually using it as a shop right now? They're doing work in there. What about the one out at Bucks that they're going to do out there?
I think maybe the funding fell through or something. I'm not sure.
Okay. We can
ask. Sorry,
we can
ask. I'll speak to the young lady on her.
He owes me a few favors.
I think it's one of those things that in the past, lots of different individuals like, we need a new building. We need a new space. The library matters to us. But it's not been a pay started yet. It's not been every single person saying, we need to come up with a solution. Let's work together.
Right.
And so I think, you know, we talked to the town council. We've got somebody from the board of supervisors. We get the library board on board. I think that increases the likelihood of finding a facility that will meet our needs better.
Well, I think we definitely need to make this a priority. And as we're coming out of COVID, we can maybe put together even this 5 to 10 year planning committee and have the focus and kind of start with that and brainstorm and even maybe have some community input on, you know, who has what ideas for the library, and maybe we could come up with something to help, like you said, everybody work together.
Well, I mean, if you've never been to a summer reading, I mean, it's great, and it could be with, if Chris had more space, I mean, because it's just in an area, honestly, I don't even know, do you, Chris? Like,
I mean,
just right there,
like the size of that in there, it's
I mean
fine.
And just to have, I mean, and they could even, the library could partner with the wellness center, and you know, I mean, just having these two things so close is perfect. It's just a solution.
And immediately when they started opening this, they brought Bob Watkins in and they introduced it. And so he and I were like, we can work together. We can do things. And so, and I've been like with Devin, who is the director there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done two or three things already. So, I mean, we're trying to welcome them to our community by helping them succeed, and it's a great opportunity for us both to benefit from each other, and so I do think that's a relationship that could definitely grow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked a couple of years ago about having a healthy child from head to toe, and that was sort of our push when we did our playground, was we also got outdoor classrooms, where we were trying to, and I had been in the process of trying to create what I was calling Go Play Learn Bags, with the idea that they could come to the library and get, and it was called SOL in a bag, and it had these activities that they would take to the playground that kids could do. And so we wanted to do more physical fitness stuff, because I hate the idea that a library is only for your brain, and that for nerds who only want to read. I love the idea that we can be part of more of a collaborative effort to have a healthier community in general.
Yeah.
Better food, better, you know, and like they got this nice room in here, and so, you know, but we need more facilities to do that. We need a place for our teenagers to feel safe to hang out. We need a room. Look at the teenagers right now, they're more stressed. Our library is not big enough. We need a place where they've got a little bit of privacy. We have kids when we were open who would hang out after school because they, and I know that their home life was not great, and that was where they wanted to hang out because they felt safe there. And I want to be able to build on that. There's so many grants for like gaming systems and things where you can keep kids engaged, but it's all contingent upon having the space to take it.
Well, it sounds like we're putting together some kind of a committee, like you and beyond, Heather, maybe Roscoe would volunteer to help us out. I say that joke, but I'm serious, Roscoe.
She said maybe you could be on the committee to help get work.
Oh, sure, I'll try. I'll talk to them, see what they say.
I can't hear me.
I'll talk to the council mayor and see what they say.
That would be great. I think if we have somebody from every, you know, like the town council, board of supervisors, the library board, Chris and Rose, working together, we can come up with a plan. And so maybe this next month, we can start the ball rolling with that and get it moving. Because I know you've got support. And we just need to, you know, get all the pieces of the puzzle together and
all it would take is a Facebook post. Then you've got a rally right behind you, so there you go.
I've even got it planned. I mean, I know this is very, very, you know, way far in advance, but I even have a plan. We let people check out up to 50 items before we move, and then they bring them back after we move, and they get a little tray bag that says, I helped move this out of the library. And then we also have, we get all the schools involved, and we line the kids up along the road. You know, get Eric involved, stop traffic.
Right.
And we do a bucket line, and the kid, we take a book off the shelf, and they pass it all the way down, and make a big deal out of it. I'm convinced we can get WCYD here.
Oh, yeah, damn.
And just move them all the way down. I mean, could you imagine what a great thing that would be?
Yeah.
See all these little school kids helping to make the community library?
Yeah.
Let's just make a big town-wide thing out of it.
Right.
So, you know, again, quite far down the road, but I've already got that for playing.
A book brigade,
I mean, it's a book brigade. A book brigade, the Sockle Library book brigade. That's a book brigade. So, yeah.
Okay, so let's get the ball rolling this month. You and Rose and Heather and Roscoe, we've got the party right there. And maybe after the meeting, I'll
brainstorm a little.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else from Salt? Well, Chris, I think that's a big deal right there.
That's a big deal. That would make for a very happy Miss Chris.
Yes. It would. And I'm going to make her happy, so let's start working towards that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Chris, that's all. We're going to go on to old business. Rose, we have any old business?
Unless people, the only old business I think we have is the reopening, if anybody has questions about that, but I don't think that I've heard any questions. I think we're clear. I have new business, not old business. So my new business is Byron tells me that where we took the four trees down in Marion, there were memorial plaques with those trees, and the memorial plaques are now sinking. And so his proposal is that we move those four memorial plaques to the memorial garden over by the little law office building. But I wanted to run that by y'all because you know the history behind those memorial plaques and I don't. So is there any reason that you all know of that we shouldn't move the memorial plaques to the memorial garden?
There is no reason that I know of. I think if we do at some point plan on, I think we had talked about putting new, smaller trees in those places.
Yes, we are.
And we could just temporarily move those markers, and then when the newer trees are put in, maybe, you know, put them back where they go. I don't know what makes more sense as far as preserving the markers.
Yes. Byron is going to the nursery next week. We've asked the nursery to find two redbuds for us and two dogwoods. And so we're partly because they're native Virginia plants. And that was one of the things that was recommended by the naturalist when the other trees were taken out, that we would be better served to have native plants. So he called Martin's is the nursery. And so he's going down there next week and the gentleman is gonna find the plants for us and then Byron will go get them. So two redwoods and two white dogwoods to replace those four trees that had to be taken out.
Okay.
Yes, he said he may have to get some help because some of them are kind of heavy. They have a lot of concrete underneath them. So he'll get help to do that. But yes, we'll put them in the memorial garden is our plan. So I just wanted to run that by y'all.
Okay. Anybody else
have anything
on that?
My understanding was that it went with the tree.
Right.
You know, so I shouldn't it stay with the new tree?
Well, I don't know since the old trees are gone now.
Right.
So those plaques don't necessarily have a relationship to the new tree, right?
Just the space, I guess, and the idea of a tree there. Okay. That's just
that. Yeah, I don't know the history of whether those trees were chosen.
Yeah, I don't either.
To go in with those plaques. I honestly don't know the history.
I don't even know who would know that.
But I think they say, like, this tree was planted in honor of.
Right.
We can do a little more research on that. And if I find anything out that is pertinent to it, I can let you know.
Well, if they're sinking, they're going to have to be moved.
Yeah. The plaques are sinking, so something has to be done.
Yeah. We can get them out of there for right now anyway and make sure they're okay.
Okay.
Is there any other remarks regarding that or any other new business? Okay, if not, we'll go ahead and move to the next one. That's the trustee training. Board committee, sorry. We do have four committees. And Rose, we had talked about this. We do have a couple of committees already formed, the budget and the personnel committee. And we had talked about how often we need to have those committees meeting. And Heather, I think you had been at a public relations committee, kind of start that up.
Okay.
And so if you want to maybe choose a couple of board members to work with on that and get, you know, contact whoever you want to participate with you on the public relations committee, we can get that moving. First of all, let's decide how often the personnel committee needs to meet. Rose, do you have any input on that?
I'm going to need the personnel committee soonish because I finalized the agreement with the HR consulting firm. And so They will be giving us advice since we don't have a professional HR team. And the first thing we have to do is kind of revise the personnel policies. The version we're using is from 2017. And so there are a lot of, you know, kind of new legislation, new requirements that we have to update our personnel policies to reflect those. And so they're going to do, as part of joining their subscription, they're going to do a review of our existing policies and then make recommendations to us. And so I would like to have the personnel committee involved in that process. So I would say within the next month or so, I need a personnel committee meeting, preferably with the HR consultants, to kind of share their conclusions about their review of our personnel policies and the recommendations they want to make to us for a new policy.
Okay, is that going to be something that you'll need on a monthly basis, or do you think it'll be every 2 months?
I think, yeah, once we get through this revising the policy part and get the policy approved, the whole policy approved by the whole board, then we could probably meet every other month. I don't think we'd need a monthly meeting.
Okay, so we will try and get that meeting set up. We'll contact those members of the personnel committee. And then the budget committee, how often do you feel like you need to have a budget committee meeting?
I'd like to have the budget committee once a month. Again, particularly now when we've got a new staff person and we're going through the budget process, I think monthly for the budget committee would make sense.
And I would think that the budget committee would be most effective probably the week right before our board meetings. Maybe. That way we can address those issues and then come to the board meeting the very next week with any concerns or things to be brought up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So we'll try and get those scheduled. And the one committee I really want us to go on is the, like I mentioned, the 5 and 10 year planning committee, because we do need to start looking at some long-term goals for our library system, and we don't have that committee appointed yet. Is there anyone on the board who really would like to be involved that 5 and 10 year planning committee, looking forward to the future of each brand? Nobody's volunteering. Okay, Donna, who else would like to be on that committee? Is there anybody who wants to step forward for it, or just want to be assigned?
I would be happy.
Okay, Kristen. Donna, and remember, these committees, their recommendations do come before the whole board, so no actions are taken without the full
approval of the board.
Okay. So, Donna, Kristen, anybody else here really wants to be in on that?
Margaret, did you tell me that Patton wanted to do that?
Patton had mentioned that. I will check with him again and make sure he can do that. I think he probably would like to be, so I'll check with him as the third member of that committee. Does that sound about everybody? Okay. All right. So, is there any other new business that I'm not recovering yet?
Nope, that's it. Well, I will send around again the link. I mean, once we are all meeting in person, it will be easier to kind of use these board meetings to show a short video. So the Library of Virginia has subscribed for all of the trustees to a series of 10-minute videos on different topics. And so they recommend that at a board meeting, you show one of those little short videos at every Board of Trustees meeting to, you know, help trustees understand the ways they can approach their responsibilities. But after the meeting, I will send the link to that, to those resources, so you can use them anytime you'd like to. Everybody has access to them. So while we're waiting to be able to all be together again, you all can be looking at those. The one I wanted to highlight for this meeting is library advocacy, because we are in budget season. So it's a good time to say to, you know, the different town councils, to the Board of Supervisors, you know, here's what we're looking forward to doing with our library funding over the next year, so that they know that you support the library's budget and that you're supportive of the direction of the library.
Right. And, you know, if you look at the trustees manual, there's a section there. Whether this kind of goes along with the committee you'll be get a, is the public relations committee. And it says that public relations goes beyond the development of publicity and advertising services and resources. It dictates that we have to help market our libraries through those agencies, you know, like the Board of Supervisors, the town council, people who are making decisions about funding. So that's something to keep in mind as we move forward. And, you know, we've got Ross here tonight that kind of picked his brain a little bit, you know, sitting on the Board of Supervisors. What can we do as library board members to help advocate for funding in the library? What would be good for you as a Board of Supervisors to hear us come to you all and say, you know, what do you think is important?
What, like, if we were to come to the Board of Supervisors meeting and, like, ask, what would be a way, like, to ask, what should we ask for? Yeah, like, if we wanted to advocate the library to get, like, get more funding, maybe, or what would we say to make you say yes?
We'd say yes.
There we go. There we go.
Most effective.
Yeah.
We need to just keep them going, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, it's not a crystal ball or something you can look into and tell, but just keep up the good attitudes and the work and keep trying to expand. And the more patrons you bring in, the more programs you have for the kids and everything, that's what it's all about, is the children and the senior citizens as well. You know, just like the paper you were talking about, where you can get it on the internet, like even people who can't read, a lot of people can't afford it, and they can look on there and see it. I think that's a great program. I think it's one of the best I've heard in a while. Yeah, but you're doing good. Just keep doing what you're doing.
You know? That helps a lot, Roscoe. We appreciate that.
We do the best we can. Yeah.
So if there's anything else that we could be doing, you just let us know. You've got your contact property besides you know there. Just tell her and she'll tell us that.
Just keep in touch, Barry. Communicate, keep communicating like you're doing.
Okay, that's great. We'll keep doing that.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, with that in mind, just board members keep, you know,
We'll try to be proactive in making sure that you all have good information so that you're equipped when you run into people to say, hey, there's this cool new thing the library's done. Like NewsBank. So, you know, we can send you a little flyer about NewsBank so that you can tell everybody you know, hey, the library's offering this cool new service. You should take advantage of it. So we can do a better job of giving you guys regular updates of things you can help promote.
Sounds good to me. All right, unless there's anything else, closed session, and I was going to ask Donna will read in the motion to go into closed session. Closed session code organization 2.2.3711 to discuss a statement labeled discussion. probable litigation. And that's the motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Tom seconded.
Tom seconded, all in favor, aye. Aye. Okay, we're going to have this evening, thank you, Oscar.
Hey, y'all, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
I'll see you again.
I love you, be careful.
Sounds like a plan.
Have a good night.
I'll call later.
I'm going to call you, maybe, I think we need to do something with news.
By Virginia law were discussed in all those meetings to which the certification resolution applies, and to only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening closed session were discussed and considered by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. That is the motion. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Certify that.
Second.
Tom seconds.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay, any, okay, so we will now move on to arrangements for the April meeting. And look at your calendars. The board meetings usually fall on the third Thursday of every month. And next month, that would be April 15th, which is
tax day.
Was tax day. Now that's been extended to May. So, would everyone be available to meet on April 15th?
Yes.
Should, yeah.
Okay, so we will go ahead and then I think we're set to go back to Marion next month in April.
Yep.
Okay, so the April meeting will be on the 15th at 5:30 in Marion. And if there isn't anything else, we will entertain a motion to adjourn. Who made that motion? Jim made the motion.
I made the motion.
Okay, and Donna seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all so much for meeting this evening. I know it was a little bit different. And Chris, Heather, want you to know, wish you could have been in Salt Hole, but I'm going to probably come over one day that's not a board meeting, so I can actually come just say hi. See how things are going.
Sounds good.
Keep doing the great work.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye,
everybody. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. We could even do, in addition to the flyer, we could even do some in-school stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where, we show them how to use it.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think that would be good.
Honestly, if we teach it to the kids, because we can offer it, we can put anything we want on Facebook, but they're not going to think of it. But if we teach the kids, they'll go home and talk to their parents about it, and that's why they'll use it.
Yeah.
And anybody that does any sort of